Hey there, thoughtful listener. Are you looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients? Well, I've had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders, asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video you can watch with no opt-in required, where I'll share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads, and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for over 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. Also, don't forget, the Thoughtful Entrepreneur is always looking for great guests. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. I'd love to have you. With us right now, Adam Landrum. Adam, you are a founder and coach with Made to Matter. Your website is madetomatter.coach. Your book is The Life That Matters Manifesto, which I can't wait to talk about. Adam, it's great to have you.
Thank you for having me, Josh. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Adam, before we kind of get into your work and your impact in the world, what are you currently doing for fun, or what are you geeking out on lately?
Yeah, you know, well, my past year, if you have you ever remodeled a house or anything?
We sure did. A couple okay. years ago, well, we had a big gutted everything.
You know exactly what I've been doing for that last year. So I actually almost a little bit over a year ago, I bought a cabin in the Blue Ridge Mountains. Mm. It's literally a log cabin. And it has a beautiful long range view, which had no windows on that side of the cabin. I have no why. So we just put in 16 feet of glass. We remodeled this whole thing. And that has been, if you can call that a hobby, that's pretty much what I've been doing. I also play pretty bad tennis when I can. So tennis and remodeling cabins is what I'm doing.
How active have you been on the remodel? Or are you just kind of like, just ordering, making the orders, or are you getting your hands rolling up your sleeves?
Yeah, I am not the guy to roll up. You don't want me working on anything with my hands. So, but I am the general contractor. Yeah, you know, I'm making 1,000 decisions and I'm herding cats in terms of getting all the trades there. Yeah.
Yeah. What is it like working with contractors up in the Blue Ridge Mountains? Cause you're probably not like downtown.
Correct. Yeah, no, I'm in Greenville, South Carolina. I'm a little bit over an hour away from the cabin and up in North Carolina. And yeah, it's tough. It's I think herding cats is the right thing. They'll reply to you when they want to reply to you. And so you have to be pleasantly persistent to get them there. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a great business opportunity for someone to put like help these people do admin and scheduling and project management. I don't know why it hasn't happened yet.
Well, that's your job apparently as the GC.
Yeah, exactly.
thus it's become your part-time job. Yeah. Well, Adam, in your full-time job, give us an overview of the work that you do with Made to Matter.
Yeah. So Made to Matter, I'm happy to say it's really the vocation I've always wanted to do. I love the word vocation. Vocation is this idea of a calling to a career. So the first half of my life, I founded an agency. We did brand and marketing for universities, and I did that for 22 years. And I was fortunate enough to sell that in a couple years ago. And so I am now doing what I wanted to always do when I grew up. You know, I don't know if you can relate to that, but so I'm coaching men in their second half around purpose and really doing the vocation that they've always wanted to do. So that's that's what I'm doing, having a blast doing it.
So what's going on? Thinking about this, you know, second stage or second half of life with men, share with us your manifesto if you could.
Yeah. Well, yeah, thanks. There's been a lot of writing and studying about this. There's been some very popular books, Strength to Strength, Second Mountain by David Brooks, and various other books about. And really, I think Jung, the psychologist, really identified it in terms of in the first half, we're all about achieving and succeeding. And right, if you go the traditional route, we we graduate from school and get married and have kids and buy a house and have our first career and grow it. You know, it's like achieving. It's like the idea is this is what the world wants. And when we hit midlife, and we all know about the midlife crisis and stuff, it is as if our soul is saying, okay, you've given the world what they want. Now, what do we want? Like, let's start doing what we want to do. And so that starts getting around purpose and fulfillment, and achieving the things isn't as meaningful anymore. And but doing the qualitative meaningful things, that's really what the desire comes from within. So I think that's why a lot of people have that midlife crisis, is because they just don't have the meaning that they want. So that's really the core issue that I'm helping men address.
Yeah, can you talk a little bit about roles and identities? And sometimes I think particularly maybe in the first half of life, when we kind of settle into our career, we really wear that suit very hard.
Oh,
I
yeah.
am this. This is who I am. This is what I do. And I think that there are some potential risks to being too wrapped up in those identities. And I'm kind of inspired by a couple of things that you shared on social media, but I don't know if you have any thoughts on that topic.
Oh yeah, man. Well, we could do the whole talk or the show on this. So yeah, from an identity standpoint, and I can relate to this because I just did it. Is one is as a business owner, you have probably more identity than you think you do. And I knew that. I knew it was like an iceberg. I knew it was like, oh, this isn't totally me. But when I sold my business, that was a major event, as a major. Major blow. I mean, I was a little bit a little depression afterwards, and I knew it was coming, but you can't do anything about it. You just got to get through it. So that's one identity. I think wired in men in particular is to be the provider. So Josh, I can't tell you how many times I've been coaching men. They say, I have more than enough money. I can do whatever I want to do, but I feel like I have to keep making money. And so that identity as the provider is fighting against us from doing what it is we really want to do. Husband, father, of course your identity, you don't lose identity as a father if you have kids, but it certainly shifts as the nest becomes empty. So, I mean, midlife, I think that's why there's just so much change happening. That it can just be a really confusing time, and that's why people are looking for to be grounded, right? And that's why they're looking for that meaning.
And Adam, I wonder how much of this too is like in our conscious brain. Like someone might just be dissatisfied. They might be depressed. They might be feeling a lot of anxiety. And yet I'll just speak very plainly for myself, right? I never suspected that it was, because I would have never thought that there was something inherently wrong with this idea of being way too wrapped up in my professional identity to think that that's where the disconnect is happening. Like it was so insidious, it was so, I would say, even subconscious that it really just took a lot of awareness and digging and like, wait a minute, my identity, or my confusion or my frustration with my identity, that is the source of all of my problems. And again, in my mind, I'm like, why would I ever think that's a bad thing? But for me, it was.
Well, a couple of things, like how many years have you been doing your career when you had that dissonance?
I don't know. Like now I'm like, I'm honestly like, this is something I've almost like literally like really recently unpacked. So
Yeah.
you're asking the question, how many years have I had? Well, I don't know, because it's like, I feel this urgency to do what I'm supposed to do, to provide for my family, be successful, make my dad proud. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny, as grown men, we're still trying to make our dads proud, even if they're not alive or not. Yeah, I think you've been doing it for 20, 25 years. And what's the first question people ask you, right?
Yeah,
When
what
they
do you
meet,
do?
what do you do? Like
Yeah.
it's so it is just ingrained, like the work men do. And I do think, you know what? I think there's a reality. I think it matters. I do think at a level it matters. I think maybe we make it matter too much. But yeah, and so if it's 20 years, we've been doing the very similar career, and that, I mean, it just sort of seeps into us, and then you feel like you can't change. You got to keep doing it. Maybe you get paid too much money to do what you've always been doing. And I mean, there are so many things. So yeah, unwinding the identity, it's a big part of what I do in terms of coaching.
Yeah. Wow. And at the end of the day too, I just think about, also men may, I think historically or stereotypically, I think this has improved quite a bit, but to allow ourselves to be that level of introspective or vulnerable. Again, I think from my observation, men are getting better at this, or at least culturally, it's more accepting. We have a more accepting culture that we can ask some of these big questions, and it's okay, to kind of explore. I'm sorry, I'm kind of meandering here. Here, take the baton, please.
I mean, I agree with that comment that it's I think there's a I think there's actually a spiritual movement going on, and it's not as much in the church per se, but it's still spiritual, and it is okay for a man to be vulnerable, to be introspective, as you said, to be transparent. And it makes sense, as I said before, is like the soul in the second half starts speaking up, and it's probably, if we look at baby boomers or something, that generation, probably pushed that down, and these newer generations are starting to open up and maybe, have conversations with that one in you who is saying, hey, maybe there's more, maybe we should be doing things differently. And I think that's a healthy thing.
Your book is The Life That Matters Manifesto, The 11 Principles to Know and Commit to to Live a Life That Matters. It's on Kindle, it's on paperback. Do you mind maybe just giving a quick overview of that and who this book would be for?
I wrote this book for, I mean, really, it's based on what my needs were at the time. A business owner, I wrote this book in 2001, so that would put me at 47 years old, and I was just sort of burned out and looking back at life and saying, hey, what, if you look at a life that matters, what does that look like? And so I identified those 11 principles. A big cornerstone of that is or foundation of that is purpose. So I always say every man should know their purpose, have a vision, and be on a mission. And so that's a lot of what there are other principles in living a life that matters, but that's the core of it. And here's the idea, Josh, is that I just believe that a man should always be on an adventure. And when we're not, we get bored. And what happens when we get bored? I think a bored man is very dangerous, right? Idle hands and that type of thing. So the first half of life, I mentioned all the stuff like, you learn to ride a bike, and then you get on the basketball team, and then you get your girlfriend, and then college, and all that stuff. So adventure is constantly coming at you. When we hit midlife, adventure's not coming at you anymore. You have to generate the inertia. You have to generate the adventure. And I mean, maybe the biggest thing that maybe grandkids, I hear grandkids is wonderful. I'm not there yet, but so really finding that purpose and having that vision, and then going on that mission to get you closer to that vision is a lot of what the book is about. So that's why I just think in midlife people wake up. I talked to a business owner who sold his I think 8-figure sale, and he said, my wife said I need to find a purpose because I'm just sort of laying in bed all, I don't know what to do with myself anymore. So that's what it's about.
Yeah. And Adam, tell me more about the work. Like, what does it look like to engage with you?
Really, the first part of engaging is identifying those three things: the purpose, vision, and mission. And by the way, I think a lot of that gets interchanged. So I just want to touch on this. Vision is the North Star. You can't reach it. You can't reach it's your guidepost, right? It's what you're going for. Mission is the North Pole. You can actually reach that. So it's a 1 to 3 year plan, adventure, whatever it may be. It may be, start my next business. It may be do my next thing. And so I help men, I coach them through that to identify that And that really takes about 13 weeks, a quarter, to go through the 11 principles in the book. And then from there, it is, hey, are you wanting to do your next thing, your next business? Are you wanting to exit? A lot of people who want to exit their business, rather, what are they going to do next? They usually need support if they're exiting. I would highly recommend it. So then it's just an ongoing coaching relationship to help them successfully launch their next best thing.
Yeah, and when they work with you, what would you or what do you see as the improved outcomes or the improved lifestyle that they gain because they have you as their wingman?
Oh man. Well, yeah, it's really a more fulfilled life, doing meaningful work that that energizes them again. So I just think we start running out of energy in midlife, and we need to really, kickstart the engine again. So they're fulfilled, they're happy what they're doing, they're probably working less, and they're making more money. And it's just funny that we sort of think that, like, oh gosh, I got to keep doing what I've always been doing because I'll never be able to make enough. That's just hasn't been my experience at all. You can do meaningful work and have a very financially viable second half. So that's I love helping men do that.
Yeah. At your website, madetomatter.coach, you have obviously where someone could access the book. You have an online course you're working on, but you can also download the PDF workbook directly at your website. You want to mention maybe next steps for our friend that's listening?
Part of the book is oh, I think it's cool, is that it's about two-thirds book and a third workbook. So what I wanted to do, I didn't want to do just another book on this subject, on the purpose subject. I wanted to get very pragmatic and be like, hey, here are the tools. You can actually work through it. So you could buy the book for $20 on Amazon and get the workbook for free, the download, and do it yourself, right? If you wanted to do it with me one-on-one, where I would take you through it for 13 weeks, then I have a place where you can sign up with that. That's called Repurpose Coaching on my website. And then the other thing is, I do discovery calls for free, and I don't do a little 30-minute one. I actually do a 90-minute full experience. I want you to experience what coaching is like. If you've never worked with a coach, it's pretty cool, whether it's me or somebody else. It's a really neat experience, but I want you to know what it's like to coach with me, so you could sign up for a call, and I'd love to do that coaching with you.
Yeah. All right. Adam Landrum, the website madetomatter.coach. Adam, thank you so much for the conversation.
Josh, thank you. Enjoyed it.
Thanks for listening to the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Show. If you are a thoughtful business owner or professional who would like to be on this daily program, please visit upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program every day. Together, we are empowering one another as thoughtful leaders. And as I mentioned at the beginning of this program, if you're looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients, I have had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video that you can watch right now with no opt-in or email required, where I'm going to share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads, and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for more than 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. Make sure to hit subscribe so that tomorrow morning, that's right, 7 days a week, you are going to be inspired and motivated to succeed. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you for around 15 minutes every single day. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being a part of the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Movement.